like show business, like no business I know. Everything about it is appealing, everything the traffic will allow. Nowhere could you get that happy feeling when you are stealing that extra bow. There's no people like show people. They smile when they are alone. Yesterday they told you you would not go far. That night you open and there you are. Next day on your dressing room they hung a star. Let's go.
Every time I see
E-Rock,
I guess I'm like, we must be doing good E-Rocks here.
Yeah, it kind of makes the operation.
Way to go, Joe.
Makes it all look a little more legitimate.
Hey, Garrett, Godfrey's supposed to be here, too, so
he's
just
running,
so you know.
He's
but,
running
I don't, but I wouldn't do anything until he gets here, because you know how black he is. I mean, he's extremely black. He's just dark-complected. I don't know if that affects their lateness more. Like, the darker they are, that's why Obama could actually, right?
Yeah,
he was mild. He was a mild, you know what? And so he wasn't. He wasn't as late.
Is mulatto a bad word? Can you not
yes.
say mulatto? You can't say mulatto.
How about if you want that in your coffee?
It's become a taboo word.
Isn't mulatto like a coffee?
No, it's a half black, half white person.
Why?
Joe DeRosa's here, but I don't know if you guys know him, but he's been talked about on the show with Brian about his name's come up at least 150 times.
Well, I'm happy
every
to
story,
be here.
Every showbiz he has, showbiz well, story has Joe DeRosa's in it.
And I can say with authority, Joe is definitely like in terms of our friendships. Like I like Joe a lot more than he likes me.
I bet.
Oh, stop
which
it.
Is fine but most of my friends I think like me more than I like them. So it's interesting for me to be on this other side of it. I'm your silver medal, baby.
You're like the hot chick, and I'm the one guy that treats you bad.
Yeah, exactly.
You're like, well, I just can't quit this guy. Yeah.
Exactly. I'm like, yeah, so. I'll remember your birthday next year.
I read his Wikipedia last night.
Who's?
Oh my God,
mine?
It's so long, and so, it's like a fucking kid story.
Wow.
It has no climax.
Ooh, sorry.
It's like you'd read it if you're trying to go to sleep. Just on and on, and then this podcast and that fizzled out. Like, I mean, so many things you've done have fizzled out. It's like,
oh, yeah.
Everything you've done just stops.
Yeah.
Now,
I couldn't believe it.
I was like, oh, yeah, and this is going to be a good chapter. And then it's like, and that it collapsed, too?
No, it's every...
You and Bill Burr did a show. It was out on just once a month on Saturday. You couldn't keep up the pace?
We just brought it back, and we're still only doing it twice a month.
You're doing it on Sirius?
No, we're doing it. For Patreon. We're just putting it on Patreon. Yeah.
What's it called?
Uninformed.
Oh, so it's the same name because that's what it was
called
before.
There were a certain number of people that wanted that show to come back, and finally we were like, well, all right, let's do it. And so we're going to do it again.
So Bird does his two days a week, right?
And then I don't know how often he does it.
I think he does Monday and Thursday.
That's incredible to me that he's able to talk that much.
He sits there by himself and talks. It's. I think he's got mental issues. No, you to physically sit there. I think I asked him, do you stop and edit and pause? He goes, nope. I go, you. Then you got mental problems. He would be in a fucking insane asylum if he wasn't a comic.
I did a podcast. My first podcast was that. I usually had a guest on, but if I didn't have a guest, it would just be me talking about something for an hour.
Sure. Yeah, I read about that too.
It was unfucking bearable, dude.
That's a dumb plan anyway. To talk about one thing, you kind of trap yourself.
Well, but you do. You'd make it sort of an umbrella topic, and it would splinter off in all kinds.
Yeah, but it's still exhausting. Why trap yourself? You know, it's not like people are gonna be like, "Did you hear about that guy who just talks about one subject?" And everyone's running to get to the radio. Oh my God, it's compelling.
The radio.
Yeah. No, it's like back in the old days. Like this, Joe DeRosa is gonna talk about the tax code for an hour.
He's the bee's knees.
You can't beat this guy.
Well, I tell you, colonialism in Africa. Go.
It would be like something like a topic like sensitivity, and then you hit all the different, you know.
I guess. I just think it's like Lenny Marcus. I'm sure you don't know who he is, but he does a thing where he talks for 15 minutes, and then a timer goes off or something. So if the conversation's going good, you got to change the subject. But it's his he imposes it on himself, you know what I mean? So it makes no sense.
Right.
But he's a failure anyway. Go ahead. What do you got on that?
I heard you two don't like each other.
Yeah, yes. Just
oh, boy.
There's just a couple of rumblings around town.
Joe, welcome to the party.
He's like my first wife, and this is my second wife, and he's always like, oh, drop it already.
Never marry a wop.
Especially when he's drunk. You gotta drop it. I'm getting so mad.
You and that Jew, first one, stub my cigarette out.
I do enjoy when Brian gives you any, not you, I mean just the royal you, anybody, in any sort of advice. You know,
Brian?
Yeah, because I'll be like half-cocked, and I'll be like, listen, I don't know if you know this, but you should treat your parents with more respect. They're like, what are you talking about?
Yeah. It's like the wino at who's sitting on the train, and he listens in on conversations.
Last year, I went with Joe and his parents to like a Chinese restaurant.
You did?
Yeah.
You go out, you date his parents, too?
His father and I were in the war together.
The war of attrition.
The war, exactly. War of the roses. Put the house right down the middle. The Kathleen Turner.
The war of the roses.
Yeah, the word to I was so sorry. You're right.
Yeah, gosh,
I stepped on that. But yeah,
you fucking idiot.
But it was like you act like a 12-year-old when you're with your parents. It's kind of it's a little disturbing.
You're
it felt a little
child?
Awkward.
Yeah.
You're an only child?
Yeah.
And he's adopted too. So there's like
you're adopted too?
Yep. So there's like two layers.
In fact, it's funny. My parents and
so
I
you're
just.
So you're not, because I was going to say, you don't look Italian at all. You look like a straight up Jew.
I'm Middle Eastern.
Oh. Yeah.
By blood.
Even worse.
Yeah. Well, what are you going to do?
What are you?
I don't know. I'm adopted, so like they can only.
But they just know where you came from.
Well, I did a DNA test. They can narrow it down to region, but they can't really get too specific.
So that's a good hour topic for one of your podcasts.
The pleasure. Of
the region is mine.
No, it fizzled out.
Everything you got to read is Wikipedia. I'm not even talking to you because
no,
you can't
just
read.
No, in general, yes.
But the fans out there. I mean, if you can't, I was reading. I gave up. Ow. I couldn't even finish it.
Why?
Because it was just like, oh,
why
and there
would
was
you
no
read
peak.
It anyway?
Because I was doing research.
You're a bit of a get for us, Joe. You know what I mean?
You were doing research?
No, I got nothing to do. Everybody's asleep. What am I going to do?
Well, I appreciate that you did research. You're the only person that's ever done any research before I came onto the thing. But that's not true. The guys on the road will do it. I love those radio guys on the road because they'll be like, so Joe, I mean, tell us, you grew up in Philly. That's pretty. And you're like,
I know.
How the fuck does this
college,
guy know this?
Real, huh?
Yeah.
So they go,
you're kind of from where I'm from.
So they go, because every radio station I do, they'll wait for a couple minutes and they go, so Sarah Silverman, huh? I go, yeah, someone read my Wikipedia.
That's great. What's your connection to Sarah?
She lost her virginity to me.
Are you serious?
So it's in the Wikipedia. It's in her Wikipedia or something. I don't know. It's in her book. So
there's so much blood. It was like the elevators from The Shining.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. There are no elevators in The Shining.
Sure, the door opens up and the and all the blood comes
out.
Oh
yeah, you're right.
You gotta do a drink.
I know.
No, it's all like,
hey,
is that funny, guys?
Anybody?
Come on, you guys, I'm funny, right? I don't have to be drunk for you to like me, right?
It helps.
It does help. It really does.
The fans are going to be sending in like free whiskey and stuff just to...
There's whiskey over there.
That's the Bill Schultz table.
Not a bad idea for you to just drink while you're working. You know what I mean? You don't have to be drinking all the time. You have to drink it every meal.
I don't drink at breakfast, but I mean.
No, but like every lunch, you don't need four glasses of wine.
Yeah,
because you can make a sandwich at home. Have your Polish lady make you a sandwich, can you?
Yeah, my hot Polish lady cleaning is at my house today.
I love this. My wife says we're hemorrhaging money. I could maybe have some of the help make me a sandwich once in a while.
Right.
Jesus Christ, you fucking rich people sicken me.
But he's not even rich. I think he's like a phantom rich because he can't even see the books. You know what I mean? He doesn't. I just know he's hemorrhaging money because I'm out with him, and it's just fucking ridiculous. Because you get a drink here, it's $14.
Yeah,
if we go to the cellar, we do the show at the cellar,
right?
At the Olive Tree, I pay for it's like $80, and I had like a fucking, a snack,
olive loaf sandwich.
Yeah, because
some raisin bread you brought.
He gets three drinks, even with a discount. Oh my God, Godfrey showed up.
Oh wow, great! Hey, hooray! Now we're having
a
show.
Nothing.
I didn't know you were going to be here. And then they asked if Joe could be here.
Gotcha yesterday.
Oh, gotcha. I know.
You want to pull a chair over here? Come on
with that, man. Yeah.
You want to come over here?
Over, sweetie pie?
It's all hot and nasty out.
It's disgusting outside.
It's disgusting.
That this block is like New York in 1991.
Move over a little bit.
Yeah, like
what block is what?
Okay,
you can get up. You don't have to move like a fat girl. Just
are we good?
Stand
I'm
up.
Happy to get out of the chair and move my entire body over.
Is that a bus ride? Move.
Hey, hi.
Oh,
hey. Look, you brought tickets to the gun show, I see.
You damn right. Hey, wow. What's that?
I just started wearing them because out of respect.
Oh, man.
All right. Respect for what?
Am I fucking this up, Gary?
Oh, because I got you.
Oh, damn.
Because he's blind.
Yeah. Are you going to go like that, too?
Am I good
too?
Here? Come on.
All right.
Godfrey.
Jesus Christ.
You can do that, right? You can do a blind guy, Ray Charles.
Well, black
Stevie
dudes
Wonder.
Are better at being blind than white guys because we had the like rhythm. You guys are just like Roy Orbison.
Is that why his head moves a lot?
Orbison wasn't blind.
Orbison blind?
No, he just wore those sunglasses.
Oh, he looked blind as shit.
Yeah. No, he does, but he wasn't actually blind.
Jose Feliciano then.
He was blind.
Well, he went like that.
He's Spanish.
He went like that.
Yeah, but why is Ray Charles moving his head?
Because he's rocking to the beat. You can't see.
You can't see how dumb he looks?
No.
He looks just like Jamie Foxx, too.
So if I was blind, he doesn't do anything. You don't do anything really weird when you're blind, right?
Well,
I'm new to it.
He just got to it.
Yeah, I'm like Brundlefly 2 weeks in. You know what I mean?
But he doesn't do music.
No, I don't. Although, but it's funny, I did see...
He's not going to go do comedy like that.
Hey, take my cane, please.
I'll beat you with your cane if you do that joke.
Jeez, please.
Some black guy.
No, but Brian did a really funny... When he did the open mic of the stand, he did a really funny bit where he went up on stage and he faced the wall and started delivering all his jokes to the back wall. I was like, that's really funny, man.
It's pretty hacky.
It's like, I think it's funny.
You are what you eat. I don't care.
Some hack stuff is funny. I watched Three Stooges.
Yeah.
Wait, you said you were... Did they know you were blind? The MC said you were blind?
Yeah, no, I mean, well, like, although, you know, I'm hosting that blind thing at Gotham with Robert Klein on November 12th.
Oh, the charity?
Yeah.
I've done that a few times.
Yeah. And Brian's my friend of mine who started the whole thing, but he's like, we have to work on a bit where we come out and I'm blinder than you. I'm like, I don't want to work on a bit.
Oh, man.
What was this kid's bit that he asked you advice for once? Blind comic.
Oh, yeah. It was
he said he wanted to go on stage and say, what did he say?
It was something about like his guard dog. Like, I don't know, something about blind dog, or his dog was blind, and so his dog needed a dog, or
no,
something.
No. Me Too bit or
blind
something.
Thing, like, blind like, should not affect
you. Yeah.
You guys act like you have mental problems. You just have seeing problems. Why are the jokes so bad? So you should have good jokes even if you're blind.
I have spent some vocational training at the Helen Keller Institute, and the guy that they go, okay, we're going to send you the
Braille? You're going to be doing Braille?
No. Braille's on the way out. They're like, Braille's like not, that's very 19th, 20th century. So but now it's like all these kinds, you can talk to your computer. It's hard. But they go.
Braille's still on the elevator, right?
Oh, yeah. There's legally, they have to have Braille everywhere. Right. And I've seen a Braille typewriter. Like, Braille's really still...
Louis Braille.
Yeah, that's the guy's last name. Yeah, totally. So the guy, they go, all right, we're going to teach you how to use a computer both talking to the thing. So I go, all right. They go, but really, he's 100% blind. There aren't very many people. Only 1% of the people are 100% blind. That's actually very rare.
Really?
So I go in the room and it's all dark because he doesn't need fucking lights, right?
Right.
By himself. And they go, look, he's very prickly. So just be very respectful because, you know, this is what he does, and blind people can be really... So I come in...
Anyone listening to him? You guys are all looking...
I'm almost...
I'm just looking around.
The green room.
I'm annoyed by Godfrey's fun facts that he chimes in with. Louis Braille.
I wanted to see if someone would react to it. No one say... Finally, Joe DeRosa's like, shut your face.
Go to the room, and
I was stewing about that for the last minute.
I was
tuned out.
That was mad. I could tell. His blind joke that pissed me off.
Brian can't see that people aren't listening because he's blind. He thinks everyone's still listening.
Just go on and go on and go on.
So what happened?
So the guy, I go in and they go.
It's like when he's at a bar. They're like, "Sir, we're closed. Everyone's gone. No one's here. No one's left listening to you."
Oh man, he's just yapping.
Stop groping that plant, please. You gotta get out of here.
Go.
No, I just walk in the room, and the guy, he's sitting there, and he goes, so, you're recently visually impaired? And I said, yeah. And he goes, have you noticed that this stick is a real pussy magnet? And I said, no. I didn't. He goes, do you like to go to strip clubs in Queens? And I said, yeah, I guess so. And he goes, you ever go to Stilettos? I'm like, what the fuck kind of training is this? Like,
that's a hot club, too.
Yeah.
Big time club. Artie goes there.
And he goes, we have
Stilettos?
Stilettos.
Yeah. Where is it?
Unlike
Queens. You live in Queens.
Yeah, but Queens is big. JFK's Queens, LaGuardia's
true.
Queens.
That's true.
It's everywhere.
That's true.
It's on Queens.
You can find it. You can Google that.
Yeah, I'm on Google with them.
Google. And come with those glasses.
We'll have the compound meeting.
Holy crap.
We should have the Christmas party.
Kevin comes in. What's up, ladies? Woo, K. What's up, KB?
They don't fuck with me anyway. What's the difference? Get out a fistful of 50s, as Barry Katz would used to say.
I've watched Kevin get a lap dance, and it's like...
Shut up! My wife's listening. What? And what happened?
Wow, too late.
You look like you want to eat, girl. Like, you get this, like, thousand-yard stare. It's like a Vietnam vet or something. Just kind of like...
It's intense. A fucking girl sitting on my lap, and she's naked, and she smells good.
It's like you're in a silent movie or something. He's like, ah!
I get so close to coming that sometimes I'm just going to push him off me, and the bounce is going to beat the fuck out of me, you know, because he...
That will happen.
Yeah, if you push a...
Yeah, that will happen.
Yeah, have you ever been a...
I've been to a strip... You've
been a bouncer.
I've never been a bouncer, but I go to... Every once in a while.
All right?
Not at all. I think it's stupid.
Yeah, I got...
There's dudes in there that really think these girls like them.
I got over it. We're over here.
You got over it.
Yeah, right.
I used to really like them when I was younger, but a switch just went off. You know what it was? You date one or two, and you see behind the curtain, and you're just like...
Oh, you've dated strippers?
I've dated a couple.
What is that like, honestly?
I always say it's like going behind the ride at Pirates of the Caribbean and seeing the gears. And you're like, this isn't magical at all.
They're mostly bisexual, right? And they hate men.
I think so.
They hate men, right?
Well, they have to.
The ones I dated didn't hate men. One of them was very entitled, though. One of them was very sweet. One of them was very entitled.
Wow, what's the entitled? That's more interesting.
I remember I took her out to like this nice steakhouse for dinner, and she ordered asparagus as her side.
That's ridiculous.
And cunt. No, but I remember this.
She wanted smelly urine.
Yeah. The waitress came with the tray of food.
Yeah.
And. Sometimes they have to make two trips, and as she's putting the steak down, she goes, "Where is my asparagus?" And I was like,
"Where is she from? Where was that accent? Where's my asparagus?
It was me almost doing a black voice, then getting scared and pulling back on it.
Was she black?
Yes.
Where's my asparagus? Thanks. It's like the white guy voice. Hey guys, where's my asparagus?
She said it like this. I swear to God, she went. Where is my asparagus?
Okay.
Like that. She had a little.
She went like that with that head. Hold on. I'm sorry. I'll do the whole thing. Well. It's my motherfucking asparagus, honey. Yes. Honey. And then she shook her ass.
It was hard to nail her voice down because she was
twerking.
It was hard to remember how she sounded because she was tap dancing. And it was, wait, I'm sorry.
Where's my asparagus? Asparagus. Yeah.
You sound just like Louis Armstrong.
Yeah, but I think maybe she didn't know how it works. Some people, if they don't...
She was ghetto.
Was she ratchet? She wasn't entitled. She was just didn't know ghetto. How it worked.
Because there's Michelle Obamas that don't speak like that. There's Oprah's.
No.
That's two.
That was... She absolutely spoke like that. The way I did it. Not the racist way you did it.
Whoa, I was trying to supplement your racism.
No, but when you go, what's that?
But you got nervous because I was sitting right here, Joe. Why do you get nervous?
I got nervous. You're
a comic.
You get nervous around black people.
I was like, I don't want to do this. I don't know.
But the accent stunk. I like, who is that?
I know.
You pulled back so back, none of us knew what that was.
Should have committed.
I thought she was French Canadian.
I thought she was from Tennessee.
Where is my asparagus?
I thought she was from Tennessee.
I say, boy. Hey, foghorn. Hey,
now.
Foghorn.
Holy mother.
Well, boy, where's my asparagus? I see. I don't get off a stripper joint and sliding down poles to be treated unfairly. I see.
Where was she from, though? Where was she from?
Philly.
Who's that, Mel Blanc?
And you dated, she was a Philly stripper?
Yeah, she was a Philly stripper.
So they're not top line anyway.
Was it West Philadelphia?
Born and raised.
It was?
No. It was, I met her in an acting class, and then I found out she was a stripper afterwards.
Wait, what acting class was this?
I don't even remember. You know, one of those dumb, I was about 6 months in the comedy, and I answered some dumb ad in the paper, like, I'm putting together a sketch crew for a TV show.
So was that where she might have gotten that line from? Where is my asparagus? And scene.
It was an improv we were doing.
Was that?
Yeah. You really want asparagus. That's your motivation in the scene.
Wait, my fault. Where is my asparagus? You got to pronounce it correctly as a thespian.
Well, then what happened? What happened?
Where's my asparagus, Jive Turkey?
Yeah. Wait a minute. I'm going to get you asparagus.
What happened? Did she get her asparagus or no?
No, she got her fucking asparagus.
Hey, I'm on one thing. My asparagus is feeling right because it's
Dynamite!
That guy was. People mocked him, but he was a fucking great character.
No, he, listen,
man.
Jimmy J.J. Walker, all great. The fucking weigh-ins, everybody was shitting on him. The next generation of comics, they said he was a hack. He's a fucking genius.
Oh, he was
Dynamite? Everybody needs a catchphrase.
Well,
what's your catchphrase, Joe DeRosa? You don't have one, exactly.
No, I have one. I don't have one.
Asparagus!
But it fizzled out.
Get her done.
That's like, you should try that one.
Is he still around doing that?
Yeah. Still around. They sell that shit at fucking, you stop at a gas station in Nebraska, it's all over the place. Yeah, get her done.
Crazy. You know, I was born in Nebraska.
Really? I would never guess that.
Yeah. Lincoln, Nebraska, St. Elizabeth Hospital, 6:45 p.m.
What's Lincoln, Nebraska like?
I asked my dad. I was a baby then. I grew up in Chicago, but my father was in school there. Straight from Nigeria, straight to Nebraska. Yeah!
University of Nebraska. He was a teacher?
My father was studying to be a teacher and taught in Chicago.
Let's congratulate any Nigerians on having the largest economy in Africa now. Congratulations.
The largest economy and the highest degrees in America, the highest academic degrees as far as engineering, doctors, and we're the highest degrees also among all immigrants. You would think Indians would have beat us, but they couldn't.
No.
Percentage-wise, not numbers-wise.
They're the most in numbers, yes.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
But percentage-wise, we have the highest degrees academically.
Oh, how many? Period. How many total?
A gang, more than whites.
Eight degrees total.
Right. How about
seven?
That?
Ugh.
Well,
your glasses make me so angry.
Just playing to the lady on a couch.
Well, educated people.
I feel like Blade's sidekick is.
Yeah. Right. Where did you get those, Kevin?
They're $5.
I know they are.
Spend more than $10 for sunglasses.
But they look $5.
Yeah, you can get cool sunglasses.
Yeah, but I don't want cool sunglasses. Then I'll lose them, or some guy will steal them.
No, I
was on a train today. If I guy was gonna steal my shit.
No, he wasn't.
Black dude. No offense. I don't know.
There's no offense.
The guy's listening to his music with no headphones.
Oh, I hate that.
Which is obnoxious. Yeah. Then a big noise comes. He drops his cane. He's like 17. He has a cane.
Oh,
was he blind?
No, he was. He was probably in a shooting at a drive-by.
What? Are we in that 90s?
Kevin has the trashiest Philly accent.
Are you from Philly?
He was probably in a shooting.
Are you from Philly?
Probably. You sound like a Cockney.
Are you from Philly?
We keep it on the DL.
We're from like almost the same town.
You're from Philly?
Is that Delaware County?
Montgomery.
Yeah.
You're from Lower Merion. You're from off the Blue Route.
Delaware County.
Blue Route.
The Blue Route.
Blue Route.
It's called.
All right. Don't get it.
Wasn't even open one.
It's not the Army. You guys are like, what battalion? 529. Submarine. 125.
Any more regional places?
Blue Route.
What was your wah-wah?
Get them Westchester County mushrooms, man.
Yeah, it's like you're from the Blue Route. Right down there by the canal.
Yeah. But when I met them, I was like, that was very odd to me because I had never met another comic from that area. Really? Even the guys in Philly weren't from that side of Philly.
Like, because there's so many guys from Philly, good comedians from Philly, man. Kevin, all you guys.
Most of those guys are from Jersey. They came over and started, like, Jay.
Oh, Kevin Hart's not from Philly?
No, Kevin's from actual Philly.
Keith Robinson?
Keith is from Philly, but Jay and Kurt, the first four I met were those four. Jay and Kurt came
and
over from Jersey.
Oh, okay.
And Kevin and Keith were actually from Philly, but I didn't know anybody that was from the suburbs outside of Philly.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
So you guys were kind of in between. You guys were in that area, Philly.
Now, what are you guys doing? You're talking about battalion? Who gives a fuck? Nobody gives a fuck at what part of Philly.
You're stretching to be angry right now.
And then we're on
you're stretching to be angry.
Paoli local.
Remember the red line?
Greenwood.
Your glasses make you look crazy as hell. I just don't believe anything
you're
saying.
Because that's the idea. Look at the backdrop. It's all on fire.
We need your face, that horrible gaze of yours. No, there we go. Oh, hell yeah. Come on.
I got to interrogate. It's better with glasses on.
Is your question, though? Because somebody sent me a YouTube clip of you doing comedy from like 1989 or something, and you had really dark hair and a big mullet, it was the time. It's fine. But what do you do to your hair now? Do you dye it or something? Or
I dye it.
It went like white.
I'll punch you right in your blind face. Why would I dye my hair?
You wouldn't see it.
I have no career anyway. I'm a podcast star. Why would I?
It looks like a lot.
You don't have to dye your hair if you have no career, right, Godfrey?
Right.
I'm saying, no, you have a career. You know,
my career is cool.
You could be Blade for Halloween.
I could be Blade for real.
Yeah.
Get the bullshit. Just be Blade for real. Like if they resurrect that bitch, I'm Blade, son.
That movie holds up.
You'll be Whistler. with the, those dumb sunglasses.
I don't think I saw that movie. Who's Blade?
Wesley Snipes. One
oh,
and two.
Yeah, Wesley Snipes.
Yeah, until
yeah.
they ruined it with yeah. white people.
Listen,
on the
man,
third one.
I even like three. I'll even stick through three. It's the worst
three
one.
Three stunk because they put whites in it.
It's the worst.
And then they wonder why we don't like them. How racist black people are. See how racist black people are?
There's you put white
advice in it. I said it ruined it.
I'm going to this guy so he can snap.
How about if I said it had they ruined by put black people in it? What? And Major League Baseball, they
that's
ruined
what,
it.
That's what you say to me about neighborhoods when we move in. Shut up.
Because you do.
No, we don't.
I say mulatto.
Been to the South Side recently? It's not doing good.
Okay.
It used to be beautiful. Go ahead, caller.
What do you got?
Wait, is it a caller?
Favorite Labor Day weekend holiday memory.
What?
Hey.
It's oh, we had a call.
Here.
I didn't even
know. Damn, I thought you were playing.
I thought I was playing, too. Go ahead, caller.
It's OVO.
Oh, yeah. Hey, what's up, buddy?
Oh, man.
Hey, I got a question for Godfrey real fast, because I was just listening to him, like, from a year ago on Bert Kreischer's podcast.
Oh. Yeah. Yeah.
Coincidentally, yeah. You know, that Kevin's favorite.
Go ahead. What's your question?
I like Bert.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
No, I like
okay,
Bert.
What's happening?
Like
what's happening, man?
Okay. I love Bert.
What's up?
Yeah.
Okay, my question is, Godfrey said that he would, like, fucking, like, slap a motherfucker if they were in blackface, right?
Yeah.
But he said if you look good in blackface, then it's okay. So what I was going to ask was,
oh my God.
I was Flavor Flav for Halloween, and I did blackface.
Oh, my God. Wow.
That's a dangerous
you a picture?
One.
Can you tweet that picture to us?
Well, what happened?
Did you have
wear,
it?
Did you wear the big clock so everybody knew you were a Flavor Flav?
Yeah.
Yeah. Listen,
so I have a joke.
I got a lot of compliments.
You didn't get
let
a lot of compliments from
finish.
Black people?
Let him finish. Do you live in a...
I actually did.
You live in a clan? No, just kidding. What?
Did you get harassed?
Where what was that?
Where are you from? Harassed? Did you get harassed?
No, I didn't get harassed. People actually didn't liked it because I fucking looked good in it. So
yeah. Didn't.
I was going to ask Godfrey, would he be offended if
you still have to ask
if I was wearing. Yeah, if he's offended by it.
Yeah,
his face.
Yeah.
Honestly, but seriously,
you could just.
What if it was a good costume and you would get mad?
Wait a minute. Why don't you just wear, like, Flavor has the dreads, Flavor has that dumb Viking hat with the clock, and just go, yeah, boy. That's
you're still going to wear blackface, though.
Oh, you don't
wear blackface. Who is you? Who is you if you're not in blackface? You're a white guy with a
Viking hat? Most of the times when white people wear blackface, they wear it like shit. Okay, they don't wear it the proper way. And if they're trying to be a black person, it's like when Robert Downey Jr. played a black dude, he looked like a black guy.
Yeah.
That was amazing. That was really good. That's different than just mud on your face and, hey.
It's Halloween. It's Halloween, though.
So what? You know what they do? Yeah, let me tell you what they do in the Netherlands during Christmas.
Nigger Pete.
It's Swarte Pieter. It's Swarte Pieter. No, it's Nigger Pete. He couldn't wait to say it.
He couldn't.
Ding, 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 ding.
Yo, you're it's the longest. Just it's the longest he's ever waited an episode to say the word.
Where's that? Listen, it's not Nigger Pete.
28 minutes in.
It's like Swarte Pieter. Swarte Pieter, meaning Black Pete.
Right.
Because, wait a minute, Santa Claus has these helpers. And he goes through the chimney, and the helpers turn black from the
soot. There you go.
That's what they do in the Netherlands.
They're Portuguese. They're supposed to be like from Portugal.
That's the Netherlands. Swarte Pieter.
I mean, these women are all in blackface.
Yes, they're all in blackface.
They're all white women.
Of course.
You could simulate soot on your face, not like that. Why are they up their lips?
Like pickaninny shit.
Yeah.
That's racist pickaninny shit.
Yeah, I agree.
That's
bad.
It's terrible, but they continue to do it because they think the shit is funny. Now they all need to start getting slapped the fuck up, and then they'll stop all that shit. But they're not. All the protesting ain't working. You should slap people who have blackface on them.
Where is that? The Netherlands?
Yeah. That's the Netherlands, because I did comedy in the Netherlands for about 7 years, Dutch comedy, and they were like, Swarte Pieter. I say, you do it around me, I'm going to smack the shit out you.
You thought you were in blackface?
Not at all.
I've never been to the Netherlands, so I did put my finger in a dike.
Oh, God.
Oh, man.
That's why we pay him.
I have a bit.
Oh, that's why you pay him? Oh,
yeah, because he's a sidekick.
I have a bit about sensitivity.
He's just be kicked.
Oh, very nice. In my side.
I have a bit about sensitivity, how everybody's too sensitive.
Yeah, but that's not sensitivity.
But, no. But I go. Yeah. You got to have some sensitivity so you know when shit's fucked up.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you're the guy at the Halloween party at blackface. Like, what? It's a joke.
What did I do?
Yeah, it's like doing. It's like if you were doing some Asian people, and you tight. You know how they used to do in the movies? They have white people playing Asian guys, like Charlie Chaplin.
Yeah.
You know, Charlie Chan. They would have
Mickey
a guy.
Rooney, right? He was in Breakfast at Tiffany's.
They would make their face. Oh, Mickey Rooney's like.
It was funny, though.
Let me see what Anthony Kumi. What's funny?
I bet Jimmy Martinez would like you.
Jimmy this guy's Martinez. Still on the phone?
Yeah, he's.
Jesus Christ. They don't hang up. They don't hang up.
We don't hang up on anybody.
They don't hang up. They just stay on the phone on the whole front. No one can call in except this guy. All the lines are blocked.
Yeah,
Kevin's nice.
Yeah, we use that to block to pretend like we're busy. Yeah. Lines are all jammed up.
You've seen Anthony Cumia's blackface thing, right? The OJ stuff.
No, but he's a racist, right?
It's like it's a pass.
Wait, we'll ask him in a half hour when he shows up.
But I heard he was, though.
No, he's just playing a character.
Oh, I heard he, but he called, did he call people an N-word and stuff like that?
Yeah, but that was, he had.
That was what? That was when what?
He had a couple of drinks. What? We all talk like that after a couple of drinks, right, Joe?
You don't need a drink to talk about that, Kevin.
What?
You don't need
I don't
drink.
Say my wife's practically an N-word, so I have to I have to watch my P's and Q's.
Yeah, but just because you screw one of us doesn't mean it changes the racism.
I'm not racist.
How you tell me?
Is your wife black?
She's Panamanian.
Yeah, she's black.
That's nice.
She's got a nice ass.
Just with Spanish.
Oh, all right.
She's black Spanish.
Like,
so he has two racist things he wants to say to her.
Would she get mad if you...
Damn spiggers.
Like, if you make jokes like...
See how he's chuckling already?
Yeah, I know.
Spigger.
Can you get away with off-color jokes about...
Damn spiggers.
Not anymore.
Or ethnicity or whatever?
Not anymore. She's all mad.
Well, how are your kids? How are your kids? You call them names? You call them a racial slur when they're doing bad stuff?
Sometimes when I get mad, I want to say bad things to them.
What is that? How do white dudes do that? How do you marry?
You have any kids?
Women?
How many kids you got?
None.
Shut your fucking mouth.
I shut nothing. You
hey,
shut
you don't,
up,
you don't
stupid.
Even know. My son woke up this morning
did
screaming.
You call him a name?
He goes, I don't want to learn. That's at 8 o'clock. That's what I want to walk. How would you have like that on your alarm clock? I don't want to learn. Wah! I don't want to go to school.
How old is your kid?
He's like 18. No, he's 6. He's 6, but motherfucker, I don't want to wake up to that on a Monday morning. Man, I don't want to go to school. I don't want to learn. I'm like, you dumb, you know what?
You call him a spigger?
No. Oh, I didn't even know that was a word. I will now.
He's Irish.
You'll confuse everybody.
I thought that you guys would come up with that word before me because white people are amazing at racial slurs. You guys
are
so amazing
at hate.
We
have a whole fucking...
You're amazing at hate. You guys are... That's what I give you credit for. If that was a sport, you'd be in the top 10 plays.
Thank you.
And also, if you see Kevin's children, they look nothing like him. His kids are...
Why would they?
They're beautiful children. Especially
they're mixed.
Boy.
They look Italian. They don't look
nothing like you. Like, it's amazing. They look like your wife, which is good.
They don't really. They don't really.
You know how
I
saw Kevin?
They look like neither one of us.
No, I saw Kevin with his wife. Like I was walking down the street.
Oh yeah,
in
Miami.
And
really?
I was walking on Collins, and I just saw Kevin's head. I said, "That's the only person that has a head like that." that senator head. You know, one of them heads. He looks like he's being like interrogated with Manafort. He has that one of those
guys.
Dude, no, he at all. He was wearing. I just said that looks like Kevin Brennan's head.
And
they
I
were
heard
eating
Godfrey,
at some restaurant.
I heard Godfrey talking from a quarter mile away. I'm like, that's Godfrey talking.
No, it's
but,
not.
No, we were on a, like a porch.
We're on a porch, and
I thought
saw
there's
your
no
dumb
way
head.
You would see me. I thought
I
there's no way you would
I said,
see me.
That's only Kevin Brennan.
He goes. He goes. What are you doing? He goes. What are you doing here? He doesn't even say hello. He goes. What are you doing here?
What are you doing with this ethnic woman that is that fell for you?
Yeah, we just met.
How the hell did that happen? She must be mad at us. Holy shit!
What were you doing there?
I heard somebody was getting married. Somebody had a. And that was when I was courting her, so I had to fucking.
Oh, man. She really wanted that.
I had to go to Fort Lauderdale.
Here comes security for me.
I was at a whore.
You fucked up my credit score. I'm not going to lie.
She really?
All the rumors are true. They fuck up you. Once you go black, whatever, your credit score goes to
once
shit.
Once you go Spanish black.
No, she my credit score is fucked up. Since
negro.
That. Huh? What'd you say?
Moreno. Negro. Moreno.
Oh, Negro Pete.
Espanol.
All right.
Is your wife, what is she, white?
My wife?
He's very white.
Yeah, her family came to America in 1614. We
didn't need that, but is she white or not? In 1614.
White as hell. White as hell.
Was she like Dutch? 16?
No.
Like Brian.
Like, but she's. I'm more Irish. She's English and Scottish.
Okay.
Yeah, we just did the 23andMe thing. I'm 0.3% Jew.
0.3%. Damn, the way you said that.
I know.
Be careful. These mics will be shut off.
Exactly.
Right. Like, hello.
Separate checks.
How did they tell you? Were you 0.3% Israeli or something?
They just said Jew.
Whoa. Don't
actually put dirty Jew. They actually put dirty Jew.
Don't hit that J so hard.
Right there.
Yeah.
What's this smudge on my report? That's your Jewish percentage.
Ashkenazi. Ashkenazi, which is Eastern European. Smudge.
Ashkenazi is like the Russian Polish.
Yeah, Russian Polish, Eastern European.
Right.
Everything else.
So you know a lot of stuff because your dad's an educator?
He was an educator.
You know a lot of stuff, right?
I'm all right.
On stage, you know a lot of stuff, and I think people are like, is he full of shit or is he just saying?
No, I'm
setting up a bit because I even fall for it. I'm like, I think he's just setting up a bit.
I say
a lot of shit.
I do. I say a lot of good shit.
Different languages, right?
I got Spanish is pretty good. I have a basic French. I'm trying to learn other stuff. I'm good with languages. I just got to live somewhere to get fluent at it. But my Spanish is what I studied in college and high school.
Now, does you know a lot of Africans think African Americans are lazy? Does your father think?
Sometimes they do.
Yeah.
They have that beef about, you know, because in America they'll show Africans with flies and spears and stuff. And then in Africa, they'll show us, like, being a drug dealing and all that. So when we meet each other, we'll be like, you drug dealers, yo, you go chase a lion, motherfucker. Why don't you go chase one of your lions, bitch?
Like, remember it coming to America?
Yeah, right.
When the dude was like,
wait, you in Africa, you be chasing lions and shit? I bet that shit is hilarious.
Remember when he had the Jerry curl?
Yeah.
He was such a fucking asshole in that movie.
He's so good. He goes,
who was it, Arsenio?
Lions.
No, it's
Eddie Murphy?
What's that guy?
Eric LaSalle when he was on ER. He calls him a savage at the basketball game or whatever. I was just like, Jesus Christ.
Yes, he chases lions. He goes like this. I bet you be chasing lions and shit.
That's a good movie.
That was so, but that's what it used to be. They used to call, I remember my friends used to make fun of me in Chicago. They'd be like this, oh, shut up, you African booty scratcher. They used to always say African booty scratcher.
Where'd you live in Chicago?
What?
Where'd you live in Chicago?
The north side. I lived in the most integrated area of Chicago because Chicago and
I know Chicago. What city?
They're
what part?
The most segregated cities in the country still.
Yeah.
But I lived in the north side, uptown area. If you know about the Riviera nightclub, if you know about Wrigley Field.
Yeah.
My high school is only 15 minutes away from Wrigley Field. Yeah. I grew up on the north side. The north side covers Bucktown, Wicker Park, down. It's all that area. That's where I grew up.
The guy's still on the phone.
His nostrils are flaring.
Is the guy
I know Chicago.
Whenever your nostrils flare, you're about to.
I used to live in Evanston, so.
No, did you live in Evanston?
Yeah.
All right.
Probably ran into you.
No.
Probably tried to rob me. One of your crew tried to rob me.
You know your robbing thing?
On the Howard Street L.
Is this the Warriors? What the fuck is like this?
We don't.
He's not too
bad. The guy dropped his cane. Everybody almost shit themselves.
People steal all the time. That's what's hilarious. You always steal.
Everybody does.
White people, but we steal.
We steal land and cultures. I'm saying, but. You also steal from the grocery stores, too.
I do. I shoplift.
While they're watching me, you're taking
shit.
I had a black.
They're watching my kids.
You have shoplifting glasses on, too.
I had a black stripper in Chicago, and I was there for a business trip. Stick her finger in her pussy, and then stick
her. Whoa, Jesus.
Hey, where are we going? Yeah. We still got a caller.
So, yeah, favorite Labor Day memory.
No, wait, what is it? What are you going
to
do?
I had a business trip like 17 years ago when I had like a regular job, you know, and I said I should go to a strip club. So I asked the concierge at the Hilton, I said, where's a good strip club? And he goes, going to go here. And so I went there. And
they always send you to the fancy one, though.
Yeah, it was a juice bar, which sucks. And then I go in there and I walked in and he goes, stick around. He goes, the Rolling Stones are going to be here in an hour. And I go, really? The Rolling Stones? And he goes, yeah, stick around. I was like, all right. And I sit down and this black girl comes over and I only had like $200 and I started getting some dances from her. She sat me so close to the bouncer in like the lap dance area that his leg was on my shoulder. And I'm sitting there like this.
No way.
Yeah. And then she goes, at the very last thing, she goes, you want one more, baby? And I said,
oh, do that again?
Yeah, we
do
want
again?
One more, baby?
You said, let me get that asparagus. And you said, you want one more, baby?
I was trying to avoid doing it.
No, I wanted. He really did it. And he went like this, you want one more, baby?
He leaned into it.
Come on, do it.
I'm an NYU classically trained actor, I'll have you know.
Tish?
Oh, absolutely.
Tish training on black chicks? Go ahead.
Uta Hagen.
Uta Hagen? What you know about Uta Hagen?
Right. So she goes, you want a, she goes, you want one more dance, baby? And I said, no, thank you. Like, then she takes her two, it was all nude club, because the juice bar, two fingers, sticks them right in that pink snatch. It's all pink down there. Am I right?
Ow! And she that's where out, racism ends.
Puts it like this, and she goes, "Welcome to Chi-Town." She like smears her fingers, like her nail, like on my lips. I was like, "Ah!" I went to the bathroom, like really hot water.
Ooh,
like,
that's a single camera show, man.
Right there.
So welcome to Chi-Town. Netflix.
When I was in Amsterdam. When I was in Amsterdam, the first time I was in Amsterdam, we went to a sex show.
Nice.
And there was a stripper that did this thing where.
And what was his name?
She goes, I need a volunteer.
This is gold. She goes, you guys getting all this?
And my friends were all like, they shoved me up, and I went on stage. And she did this thing where she put a marker, magic marker, in her pussy, and she took my shirt off, and then she wrote with her pussy on my chest with
nice.
A marker.
That's dope.
Then she took the marker out and shoved her pussy down on my face. And
did it taste like Sharpie?
I've never scrunched my face so fucking tight because I didn't know. I was like, fucking prostitute. Like, yeah, I don't want to. Yeah. But I used to tell the story on stage, and I go, and people go, "What did she write?" And I go, "It said she wrote Welcome to the Wonderful World of AIDS." Yes.
You can't get AIDS.
I was
you
terrified.
No, if it's I talked to a doctor. Like, if they go in their pussy, and then if they go it, the air kills it. That's why you get AIDS from, because
it's hidden.
Suction. No, the suction. There's no air. There's no air to kill the bacteria.
Oh, okay. And sort of like a black hole.
Frank should have been a good big plastic up.
Wow.
Circle around it and have a line through it.
Like, if a girl takes her, no matter how dirty her pussy is, if she takes her, puts her finger in her pussy, and then by the time.
I don't know about your mouth, finger.
By the time she gets to your mouth, there's nothing on there. There's nothing that can.
Okay, here's my stripper store.
There you go.
I rarely go, sure. But I usually go when I go to Houston, like Houston Improv. I always go with my buddy, his guy Gerald. If you know, he's Terragoza. He's a Filipino guy. He just moved. He moved to New York about 2 years ago. He used to be a DJ at a strip joint.
Okay.
And I'm going to tell you, this strip joint is amazing because they have an amazing buffet.
Huh? Sure.
Oh, yeah,
it's
yeah.
called Eggs and Legs. Uh-huh. And that shit is so goddamn good.
Can you do me
good.
A favor? Tell his story as Bill Cosby.
Oh.
You.
So a beautiful pajama and
legs and eggs
and the eggs came on my lap.
Why are you hugging? You do a good booga booga.
Don't
booga booga booga.
You did a. You do
don't butcher
good
it.
Cosby.
Just, I think it'd be funny as Bill Cosby.
Cosby. I'm not shitting on my Cosby.
How do you feel about Cosby?
So slow. I wanted to get
how do you
out
feel
of
about Cosby.
Hear the story.
How do I feel
can
about
hear this stripper story, please.
Well, here's my story. It has nothing to do with just pussy. It's just recognizing a chick that there was a girl I used to. You know, I see her in Starbucks serving me, and I always talk to her. I'll talk to her. Then I'm in a strip joint, and she's like, and then some girls like. You want to dance, you know, you want to, a lap dance. I was like, nah, I don't. I was like, you know what, all right. She was hot. I was like, damn, that girl looks familiar. And so she's dancing. She's like, doing her thing. And I look, yo.
I see that name.
She's like, oh, don't tell anybody. I was like, what is your name? Mocha now? What the? Yeah, it was the girl that I'm fucking.
That's
she was
a scene from Swingers. Remember in Swingers when Favreau goes, she goes, I know you.
Yeah.
You go to Starbucks, you got a double chocolate milk. He goes, that's so great. That's my drink. That's my drink. And she goes, you asked for an application. And he's like, no, that wasn't.
No, that's, yeah, it was a girl that worked at Starbucks. And she literally jumped off of my lap and goes, don't tell anybody. I was like, nah, cool. As long as I have to pay for this fucking lap dance.
What's more embarrassing, working at Starbucks or working at the strip club? Like, which one was she?
Well, she was embarrassed about.
Embarrassed by the Starbucks, personally.
Well, see, at least Starbucks. Well, there's strip joints in every city, but Starbucks has like benefits.
Yeah. How about this? When you go to, you're like at the CVS or the Duane Reade, and then the cashier, you know, she's like, "Hey, thank you," and then like 15 minutes later, you see her, she's on her break. Are you supposed to say hi to her? Like, what's the etiquette? Because obviously, you know who she is.
What are you talking about?
What?
Talking about
damn.
When the fuck does that happen?
Well, like, I've just had it happen where I'm like walking around. I'm like, oh, there's the cashier from the CVS. So I know she knows me. I know her. Should I say?
Just made a purchase.
She's off duty. Should I be like, hey,
she
how's
hot?
Going?
Is she hot?
She's just a woman. Should I acknowledge her?
No, you can't
like,
walking.
Do that. I don't like doing the, hey, I just saw you. Ha,
like if it's a dude, I wouldn't. But if it's a lady, should I be like, hey, how
keep
are you?
Walking past her. Was she smoking, like taking a smoke break?
Yeah, she was either taking a lunch break or she was done for the day or whatever.
She's not trying to talk to someone. She just had a transaction with
her. Hey, nail polish remover guy.
Yeah, I wouldn't. Ugh. I wouldn't.
I just think it's rude to just be like, I don't know her. I know her. I know you. I fucking know you.
Just smile.
You can't smile. Smile.
Then
with the glasses. With a sick smile.
Yeah.
Hey, remember me? I'm following you now.
Yeah.
You're on the same train I'm on. What a good break for both of us.
Want some Lay's chips?
Marker in your cut.
I did a bunch of Lay's chips.
All my
love
shirt.
Lay's.
They're good, man. I just...
Yeah, let me ask you about Lay's chips. I see this in the black community a lot. When you guys will eat the bag of chips. This is going to sound
black
racist,
society,
but it's not.
Please, thank you. Not community. It sounds very poor. Go ahead.
When you
bands and braids eating a bag of Lay's.
All day.
No, no, Lita, you know what that is?
No, I'm tired of that. I don't feel like quoting a rap with you.
Go Lita,
ahead. What the fuck
is... I like how you're like, come on, dog.
We talk about rap music.
I know,
I thought you
didn't. Fucking with you.
God,
but I don't
damn,
you're
why
an asshole.
Why can't it be like some Steely Dan line?
WC.
Steely Dan.
I don't listen to Steely Dan.
Okay,
and
all
neither
right,
do you. And
I
we
know, yeah, I do.
That, well,
we should
talk about that because they stink.
They used to be good.
Hey, but De La Soul used some of their beats. I see your picture.
Yeah. So did Third Base. And that's the only time Steely Dan has ever been listenable.
Exactly.
Jeffrey, when you
smile for the camera. Come on,
I know I love you better.
I know I love you better.
I'm not saying it because you're black. I'm saying because we
What's
bonded
the line?
On what
the
song
music?
And what group?
Godfrey.
You make a grown man cry.
I don't know.
Stones.
That's a Rolling Stone.
I like the Rolling
Stones.
I do. My favorite.
Boy, when you host your show, that's what how you dress?
What?
You host your show on Sirius Satellite Radio. So,
they don't see me.
Huh?
It's been hot. Yeah, I go into the studio like this.
Look how guys with big arms always wear those shirts. It's never guys with little arms.
Tank tops. I like to
like the girls with the big tits, they wear the fucking little shirt, and the guys with the big muscles, they wear the little shirts too. Coincidence? I don't think so.
Godfrey's dressed.
Hey, you're showing your arms. He's not showing his arms.
Jim Cotta,
whatever the fuck.
Jim Cotta. That was that Kurt Thomas or Kurt, that gymnast who used karate and gymnastics.
I saw it on Family Guy last night. That's the only reason I could remember it.
Jim Cotta.
Okay, so the potato chips, when you eat potato chips, you eat the whole bag, and then you finish the bag, and then you open the soda after that? I see that all the time on a train.
What?
No, they'll be eating a big bag.
Is there
a
chronological order in which ethnic people eat bags?
No, if I was eating a bag of chips, I would have the soda, I would drink, and I would eat
the chips
and drink at the same time.
I do that.
I've seen a million times where they eat the whole bag of chips.
And then drink the soda?
And then they open the soda after that. I've seen it at least 20 times
today. Only black people?
Yeah.
No, it's not.
Because I want to ask them, but I can't ask you. Hey,
it's like sir. It's like chicken.
On the F train, huh?
Like chicken. More white.
Black people all the time go, hey, white people, you generalize us all the time. So
I do. You're all racist.
Black comics do. They generalize white people all the time. So I'm just saying.
It's accurate.
Well, this is accurate, too. I'm asking a question.
A lot of it is accurate.
Because the white people are like, we're cocks. Yeah, you're funny.
Also,
a lot of it is very accurate.
Because they're intimidated by black people and black comics. So they're like, yeah, we do that.
But a lot of black people,
they would go, they deny
That's
it.
That's not true. Ask a lot of the black white comics that patronize black audiences and black people be like, well, white boy funny.
Stop it.
No, that's rare.
There's nothing worse than a pandering white comic.
There's pandering white comics that cater to black audiences and they murder.
Oh, my God. I started in a black club, and there were these dudes that would go up on stage and go, I'm just chilling with my peeps, and pull out, like, marshmallow peeps.
Oh.
That's a guy did that.
I'm going to use this weekend.
And they're killing.
Oh, it would fucking kill. It was his opener. His name was Mike Rage. He'd walk on stage.
Mike Rage.
And that guy should be famous. Mike Rage with a killer opener?
He'd walk on stage.
How is he not? How is he not?
Mike Rage sounds like a...
He'd put
Mortal Kombat character. Go ahead.
And he'd stand there, and he'd let everybody's, like, looking at the peeps, like, kind of giggling, like, what's he doing? And then he just goes, I'm just chilling with my peeps.
Oh, God.
This guy, we got to get him on the show.
Yeah, we need to find
anybody
him.
Know him?
Meet him to death.
Mike Rage.
Videos of him on YouTube, and I often show them to people.
Did they discontinue
really
them?
Because they're just, it's just the worst comedy.
But
is
no,
he
but
still
I,
in Philly?
Okay, what do we say?
I have no idea.
What do black comics say about white people that's not inaccurate?
Yeah, we talk the thing that we do. Richard Pryor, how do white people talk? Every black comic since then is saying, talking. Eddie Murphy did it. All black comics. No, we don't all talk the same.
Listen,
Three of us don't even talk the same.
Mr. Italian man.
To be fair, I've never heard a black comic do a white trash accent like the one Kevin has. I've never heard somebody do that.
Ever. It's always like, hey, black dude, where are you going, black dude? This guy's still on the line.
Are you fucking kidding me?
I can hear his voice.
Is he on the line?
It's Chad.
Oh, Chad's on the line.
Chad who?
Speaking of a guy who has a white guy voice. Go ahead, Chad.
Hey, first time caller, big
Chad. Chad Zumach. Hey, Chad.
He's in Atlanta.
He's opening for Eddie Ift.
Chad's got his own grass.
Chad's going to be with me in Cleveland.
Chad, you flooded? You flooded in?
Nah, we're cool. I'm good. I'm going back. I'm flying to Buffalo.
All right. Chad doesn't play, man. That guy works.
He's opening for you in Buffalo?
Oh, he's going to be with me in his hometown, Cleveland. We're going to go to a Browns game.
And Houston.
And Houston improv.
Everything Chad says, I'm going to repeat it in Kevin's voice.
October 4th through 7th. Ready?
Anything Chad says, yeah. Okay.
Chad, say something.
Oh, man, I'm a big fan of Godfrey's 7-Up commercials.
Oh, man, I'm a big fan of Godfrey's 7-Up commercials. Who gives a fuck about Godfrey's 7-Up commercials? Who gives a fuck?
How about that?
That's what I'm doing in the
Who gives a shit? I don't give a fuck. Who cares? Those are old. Who gives a fuck, right, Godfrey?
People don't even drink 7-Up anymore. They all
no one drinks 7-Up, you piece of shit. Chad, who gives a fuck?
Let me go, give me a 7-Up.
How about that? Was that
Chad, good? Are you flooded in down there?
Is that
you going to Houston to open for Godfrey?
Why don't you bring Chad every week?
Why don't you bring Chad every week?
Chad is because Chad will call the club before I book it.
Oh, and he'll book himself?
Yeah, Chad is already booked in everybody's shows.
I do not like an uppity opener.
But Chad, they don't.
I called the club. They said, did you?
Chad, they don't. Chad, they don't bring you.
I'm saying no.
Chad, no one can fuck with Chad's hustle.
Chad, nobody.
He's the most hustling dude on the planet.
Hey, let me get this
straight. You should call Chad Zoom. He should be called Chad Zoom, baby.
Chad, nobody brings you. You just bring yourself.
Zoom, dude.
That's not true. Godfrey, you brought me to Madison.
I know. He's in Madison, too. Yeah, but Chad is so quick. He'll be like, Godfrey, I just heard you're in Madison. I'm just 2 hours away. I can just drive. Chad, he positions himself.
What is Bill Cosby?
What? Because Chad wanted to do the Madison and ba-do-ba-da-ba-do.
I'm telling you, it's hilarious.
What?
It's funny.
I don't know. Cosby's still funny. What's his name? Judd Apatow does his whole Bill Cosby thing about what a piece of shit he is, and they're all like,
hey. Hilarious.
And then he goes into the Cosby voice, and then he kills.
Yeah, it's crazy.
But what's the lesson there? Bill Cosby's a funny dude,
He's funny.
He did what he do.
He did what he do. He did what he do. You're right. He did what he do.
For Joe. I'm from Yardley.
Yardley. He did what he do.
Do your Statham. Your Statham is great.
Statham's pretty sweet.
Who?
He does Jason Statham. It's unbelievable.
I thought you did John Stamos.
Whoa.
Chad, what do you got? What do you got?
What's the scuttlebutt?
What's Joe doing in New York?
Huh?
What's Joe doing in New York? Are you moving back?
Hell no.
No, I'm just passing through on my way. I'm going overseas, so I just came in.
Where are you going to?
China.
Oh, you're doing that Hong Kong
run? Can't get to China from LA?
It's not
LA?
Kung Fu comedy. I think it's a different group.
Is it takeout comedy? Because it's all Asian phrases.
No, I'm doing Shanghai.
You got a General Tso's tour? What do you think?
I went over there once before. You know what it was called? You ready for this? Chopsticks. I swear to God. I swear to God, it's not the same thing.
I hope they book that guy who says I'm hanging with my peeps, because that guy.
Chop sticks.
That's gold.
The last time I went, that's what it was called.
Yo, chop sticks. God.
You can, but I have a dog.
But can you get to China from L.A. quicker?
Yeah, but my mom and dad live in Jersey, and they're going to watch my dog, because I'm going to be over there for a while.
You got to bring your dog?
You can't bring your dog internationally now.
Because they'll eat it.
Especially not to China.
They'll eat it right at customs. They sit there with frying pans.
A dog to China.
Oh, thank you for the gift.
Wait. Do your accent.
Thank you for the gift.
So sorry.
Take a fucking acting class with an Asian teacher. Just
we
like,
sorry.
Affect my accent.
Airport mix up. Little doggy gone. No, don't do it.
That's Japanese.
Oh, ridiculous. Little doggy, no. Little doggy gone. In my belly.
There's that, yeah, that's like the old, there's that gag in the old cartoon when he burps and the feather comes out.
Yeah, exactly. He's just a pile of dog collars behind him, you know.
Dad, who else you got? Oh, I heard, you dated Nikki Glaser?
A little bit back
then. It was in your Wikipedia. Chad wants to date.
My Wikipedia.
Yep. Chad wants to date Nikki Glaser. That's his dream.
No,
he's like
I don't.
A freak.
No, I don't.
Nikki's
that's
lovely. She's great. She's
no, you said you'd love to date her because she's making cash. You could open for her. You didn't
Nikki
say that, Chad?
Like she's freaky when she's on stage talking about, she bones dudes good. And texts them.
She likes. She says she likes short guys, so that's right up Chad's alley.
Does she like short guys?
She says it in her act. She says she'll date down to get
as far as height.
Yeah.
Oh, she'll
it's
date
a funny them. Bit. She'll date good-looking guys even if they're short because she wants a good-looking guy.
All right, so that Chad's out. So then who do you – no, I'm kidding.
Chad's doing something kidding. Different with his hair. Doesn't he look better with his
great.
He's not wearing his hat as much?
Yeah, he's always wearing his hat.
The hat.
The last time I saw you, we got fucking hammered with Gino, didn't we? Wasn't that what we were doing?
I think so.
Chad's always hammered. Chad's an alcoholic.
I know he is. He needs to stop that shit.
I don't drink as much as Chad, but who does? Well, Brian almost.
You don't
does.
Drink at all, right?
Yeah, not really. I drink.
Sometimes. Lost thinks Chad's an alcoholic.
Well, I think so. Chad, are you an alcoholic?
No, Chad. I didn't drink at all this weekend.
Good for you.
He's just saying that. Yeah. Of course he did.
Alcoholics say that, don't they?
They say a lot of things.
Yeah.
I remember. Hey, shout out to Rich and Bonnie. It's their anniversary today. I just saw that on Twitter.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh,
13 years. Anniversary, guys.
13 years. Damn.
Could you imagine 13 years of Rich Voss or Bonnie? Imagine either one.
Tough scene.
Fucking nightmare.
Same act.
I was about 12 years old.
Your kids probably like, change your act. Somebody do a new joke.
I got a car door for sale. Ugh.
It's been 13 years, okay?
13 years, okay?
Because I love you.
Is this my act? I'd like to give a shout out to my opening acts. Ugh.
The funniest thing,
where's Bob DeBono? He kills that shit.
The funniest thing Voss ever said to me, I was in L.A. and we were doing a shoot at the Hollywood Forever Cemetery.
Yeah.
And Voss goes, where are you shooting today? And I go, we're at the Hollywood Forever Cemetery. And he goes, could you stop by and visit my fucking career?
That was in your Wikipedia, too, that you did something there. I swear to God. Every fucking detail of your career was in there.
Look, I'm not putting them there.
No, it's amazing.
Who makes a Wikipedia page? How do you even do it?
People do it, but
it's change stuff in Wikipedia?
Yeah, you can.
Not really.
You can submit it, and then it'll get reviewed.
Yeah.
Submit what?
A change.
You can just sign up. No, you can just sign yourself up.
You can click on it.
Really?
Sign yourself up and change
stuff. Change whatever you want, though?
Yeah, but they'll change it back. They'll review it.
Yeah. Like, if you go in and you go, George Washington was a pussy hound, the team there will change that back.
Like, good one.
Yeah. You know?
Washington, pussy hound.
The black guy would be like, that's what I heard, too.
Wait. Do it again. That's what I heard, too. Do that again.
I knew they was gonna attack me.
That's what I heard too.
You're doing it.
It's like a little bit of speech impediment.
You're doing
that's
a racist Asian accent. That's why I heard too. Black accent.
But he's like, that's why I heard too.
I think you both is tripping.
It sounds like a black Asian guy that grew up in a black neighborhood. That's why I heard too.
Furry and a brunt. That's all I really want.
You keep being Japanese. A furry and a brunt.
What I really want.
People are listening and get mad.
That's why I heard too. Accent.
That's
why
Japanese, that Chinese.
Like, what the fuck?
Going
to Fujian province.
Okay, man, that's what I heard too, man.
There's the voice.
Hey, guy.
Remember that old Russman Eve joke? Remember that old Russman Eve joke when the Asian guy in New York got caught in the elevator for nine
hours? He's still doing it. I'm not even kidding.
What is it?
He still does it.
He goes, maybe he was stuck in there for that long because he couldn't find the R for lobby.
Hilarious.
Well, wait.
But that is hysterical.
He still groan. Does it.
Oh, Russell's so funny.
When people groan. He goes, come on, people, that joke is hilarious. And then he goes, even the Asians are laughing at it.
It's
the
real
1-2-3. Not a
double.
He still does it. I'll take a lie detector right now. He's still doing it.
Because they celebrate 9/11 every year, so it's legitimate. It's like Christmas jokes, man.
Yeah.
Like, here's his. Yo. I can tell you my little R&L story. When I was dating this Japanese girl, she was telling me she Lily Rikes me. I Lily Rike you. I was like, damn, Lily Rike you. I said, listen, I'm going to teach you how to say I really like you. And I kept saying, I really like you. She goes, I Lily Rike you. I said, I really like you. Look at my mouth. She goes, I Lily Rike you. And so I tricked her and shit. I went like this. I want you to say, I Lily Rike you. She said, I really like you.
Really?
That's how
Are you serious?
Up. Yeah, she replaced it. Her brain, you switched it up.
And then she was able to say it from there?
Yeah, because when I say, I said, I Lily Rike you, she says, when she says an L, she goes R. Yeah. And then when she says the R, it goes L. So that she automatically replaced. She goes, I really like you. She goes, oh, that's a good L. Yeah.
Then a half an hour later, you had to teach her again.
Right. Oh, man. That's Chinese.
Yeah.
I love how you fuck your Asians up.
Chad's laughing in Atlanta. He's just been through a hurricane.
The hurricane did not hit Atlanta.
It's a joke. I know. People went to Atlanta. My brother went to Atlanta to get away from the hurricane. He lived in North Carolina.
How are the shows at the Eddie?
What brother? You have 10.
I got 6 brothers or 5 brothers.
You have 5. Oh.
I'm 1 of 10. I got 5 brothers, 4 sisters.
Damn.
Holy shit. You didn't know that?
The girls have this. Well, I know there's Dan, there's Neil.
Yeah,
there's
the girls
you.
All have the same haircut. Were you going to ask?
I met Rory Culkin today over at Sirius, and he said there's 7 Culkins.
Yeah, there's a lot of them.
Yeah.
There's 7 of his family?
Yeah, I thought there was only the 3 brothers that acted. McCauley,
no, they put them all.
There's
the
a gang
business.
Of Culkins.
Yeah, there's like another fucking 4 or 5 Culkins.
Jesus.
What's
like
McCauley doing?
Big families. Wayne.
Good, he said. I don't know. You see what he's
hung out on crack. Other than that,
no. He's got like this network podcast network thing.
He don't got a clothing line.
Yeah, he's not. He doesn't look. He doesn't have that long hair anymore. He looks like Macaulay Culkin.
He doesn't have a clothing line.
No clothing line.
Didn't the father also write Lord of the Rings? J.R.R. Culkin.
Oh man, come on.
He's a sidekick. He's a fucking sidekick. He's not the lead. He's a fucking sidekick.
God damn.
That's what we pay him for, the dumb jokes. Everybody else looks better.
Hey, Chewhacka.
Folks.
And for your girlfriend, you go, Lord of the Lings. And then you know,
Lord of the Lings.
Lord of the Lings.
You have to teach her everything opposite.
Yeah, you have to go, so I want you to say, Lord of the Lings. Lord of the Rings.
Eureka. Marion.
I don't even know what he's saying, but I know it's gold. Chad, what else you got?
How were the shows with Eddie?
Chad.
Jesus.
How is Eddie?
Was it Eddie Ift with you at the punchline?
Yeah, did you bury Eddie? Because he stinks, right?
Or was he? How was Eddie? Was he surfing?
I mean, I know Godfrey can follow anybody. Godfrey can follow goddamn Jesus Christ. And no disrespect to Jesus Christ or the Jews or the Catholics. But Godfrey don't have a problem following you. But Eddie might, right? If you both wear the hat.
Hey, Godfrey, honestly... Kevin shits on everybody except you, and that's being honest. You're
no,
the
I
only
shit on him. I just say he's a good act. You can't follow him, and he's a very strong act. I think he should be bigger. Don't you think he should be bigger, Chad?
Not your
arms, everyone.
You're
beautifully proportionate. Everyone says that.
Yeah.
I don't know. Oh, that is the running thing. Why isn't Godfrey bigger?
That's all anybody's talking about.
Did I piss anybody off? I don't know. I don't think so. I think everybody's cool with me. I think. I don't get invited to a lot of shit, but, you know. And then you have friends that say, hey, you should da-da-da-da. Then when they get in a position of power, they don't, like.
Chappelle invited you to Radio City. He didn't put you on, right?
Not at all.
You wanted to collect tickets? Like, what the fuck were you there for?
Yeah,
you're gonna sweep up after?
I got that, too. I never get included in comedy.
I don't get
shit.
Included in a lot of comedy
but do people invite you to a fucking show, put everybody else on but you, and you're the best act there?
Everybody was like, how come you're not going on? Everybody's
that's
going
weird.
On.
What'd George Wallace say?
What? He's like, you're funny. You're real funny.
Didn't he say he wouldn't put you on because you're going to steal the show?
He's like this. Oh, man, that's not going to happen. You know, he ain't going to fuck with you. That's what he told me that. Seriously.
And he's a wise old gay black man, so he knows what's
going
on.
And I left. He's like, Governor, let me talk to you. I got to go, George. Oh,
left before the show was over?
No, I watched it, but everyone...
He stayed the whole show. He wouldn't put you on.
No.
He was running like, he put Neil on. He's running like an open mic there, and he wouldn't put you on? That's fucking crazy.
And then when I went to Chappelle's, I was in Ohio.
Yeah, then he invites you to his house.
Yeah, I go to his house.
He didn't want
to
drink alone, so he invites you.
He wanted me to see, I'm sure he wanted to see his property, to see how much he has.
That's typical, so when
And then he goes... Godfrey, I want to admit it that I'm intimidated by you. That he told me that shit, and I'm like, well,
I was his witness. I was right there.
He was right
him.
There. Chad was with me at his house.
Intimidated now or back then?
I don't know. He just doesn't include me in shit, but I don't ask him for anything. But he'll ask me to come to shit, and everyone's doing shit except me.
That's fucked up. Let's get Dave on the phone. I got his number.
Nice big house.
Yeah, it's in the woods.
He lives in a fucking flat. He lives in a section 9. He lives in Ohio, and he's a multimillionaire. Yeah, so he's got a... He lives in 5D. Fucking asshole!
Four-car garage, though.
Who care? You can't even drive.
It's above-ground pool.
Holy shit.
Oh, you can't even drive? What the fuck?
I can't drive. He's blind.
There's self-driving cars now, man.
I own a car. It sucks. Anybody want to take over the lease on a 2017 Audi Q7?
I'll just drive it. You pay for that shit.
But, yeah,
I just pay for it. I'll drive that shit for you. Yeah, so. Where is it at now?
Well, yeah, what kind of car you got?
None. I used to have a Fiat.
Do you have a good agent, or you have a bad agent, or bad manager? Man, do you have a manager?
I have a manager, but what am I supposed to say?
You know what you got to do?
Like a roll of the dice?
No. You know what you got to do? Just hit me. You got to do a one-man show. Because people see you do shows in New York, you kill, and nobody gives a fuck because you're the last guy on the show. You could do an hour every night, right? You can do an hour and a half. So do a one man show. They can see all the fucking characters you do. Like SD puts you on last. It's like because nobody can follow you. So it's like nobody really you don't get appreciated being on a fucking showcase, right?
I guess so. I mean,
you gotta go away. You gotta take a chance, is what I'm saying.
You gotta go a one man show. Like,
you gotta do
like
a one man show. I don't know what.
Style. Yeah. What you should do.
Because you can do all your voices, show your range.
You should go plant down overseas. Because you would blow it the fuck up.
But here's the thing.
You'd be peerless.
But check this out.
Or make a sex tape.
Check this out.
Make a sex tape.
I'm available.
Cut to him.
Oh, man.
Cut to him shitting on you, and then next thing you know, he's making a sex tape.
Right. Wait.
Godfrey, do three mics.
Oh. And they're all off.
It's all the Sorry I'm Late tour.
What?
Oh, man. Damn.
No, but for real, you got to show your range. You got to show your different characters.
Like, as far as overseas, there's another thing, too.
And then you come out one scene, you come out as white face. Genius.
Oof, I like how you reach for that one. That stunk. Now.
Garrett's laughing, so.
Listen, overseas, there's people who say, hey, you got to do overseas. Then I know people who know about overseas, but they won't tell me. About stuff overseas.
I'm saying you got it, but this is the thing, man. If you really want to go, I mean, if you want to really.
I just did Russia, which was amazing.
No, I mean, it's like, but if you really want to do
it. You killed
in
Russia?
Yeah, they had an interpreter, too.
Yeah, that's sick that you can do and play in Russia.
If you really want to.
I was there too.
You can't even play in Brooklyn. My act don't travel, but you go to Russia. Like, it's fucking.
You mean Brighton Beach?
Fucking. Huh? Yeah, wherever. Hey, we're on a Q train. I can't fucking do well.
With Broadway Lafayette Street. Huh? It's dirty, dirty, dirty.
If you can kill in Russia, what the fuck are you doing here? Like, if you can kill, you're like.
Black guy say this, white guy say this.
Yeah, but three people have done well in Russia. Billy Joel, Billy Crystal, and now you. And you're not even named Billy, so I don't even know what the fuck's going on. Remember, Billy Crystal went there.
I respect Billy Crystal, but that is not a funny hour.
I didn't
These are
that.
Not my shoes.
Oh, God.
That was the big joke.
I know he went there. Billy Joel went there. Well, Billy Crystal.
I went there, and it worked. I did an hour and 2 minutes, man.
How does it work with
stand-up comedy number one club.
Right. Yeah, but how you do an interpreter with comedy?
He was in a booth, and they had headphones on, and it looked like I was doing comedy for the UN.
That's fucking crazy.
He was in Moskva, stand-up comedy, Arbat Street, Moskva Komiki.
Who booked that?
These Russian people, it was a comedy festival called The Punchline. They Googled a bunch of American comics. They wanted me to come over, just like when I did Lithuania, and they didn't speak English, and I was able to do my show. I don't know how.
Did you get a lot of pussy?
Not a bit.
Yeah, not bad, right?
Not a bit. A
little novelty over there.
Not a bit. Yeah, pussy here, pussy there. Not a bit.
Giant ebony shaft for licking on.
Oh, man, for licking on. Ugh.
This guy's gold.
Yeah. He's unreal.
Right. He's sober.
He's the type you pass the ball to but hit him in the face because he didn't catch it. You were wide open, stupid. Catch it.
I'm blind.
I'm blind.
Exactly. They play beep ball. It's so depressing. I think it's amazing. The ball beeps the faster it gets closer to you. It beeps. It's called beep ball.
Wow.
Really? Yeah, blind people?
There's a whole world of like blind athletic.
That's impressive.
Yeah. Blind baseball.
Blind baseball.
How do you know that? The pitcher can't be blind, though.
No, everyone, if you're not blind, you have to wear a bandage around your eyes. It's such a weird fucking.
It must be a weird, like,
pitch and not
the pitching
anybody.
Machine.
They line him up, and then he throws it, and then by the sound of it, they whack it.
But how does he know where the batting box is?
You got to be blind to figure it out, I guess.
People that, like, straighten him out.
But here's the thing. If there's a team brawl, that's going to be a bitch. Where is everyone?
See what I mean? This guy's gold. And the fact that you're not bigger, it's just a good joke right there.
Wait. I don't know why I'm bigger. I don't know why. Even Kurt,
you got to do a one-man show.
Question. Billy, Bill Burr brings it up. And I'm not even on these podcasts. I don't know, but I think
you got to separate yourself from the pack.
You got to go to a overseas scene that isn't as crowded as this fucking scene and start making some noise over there, which you will do immediately. Like, if you went to England, you would fucking start leaping up the ladder.
But they say it's hard to get into English.
Just show up, they'll get you something. I'm saying, but you got to separate yourself from the pack. You can't do the fucking improvs and do the comedy cellar. It's a waste. It's just a waste.
If you did it like Bert
then
Kreischer.
you're just like everybody else. You're like, oh, I do 15, then I. But they always make you. It's just dumb. You got to separate yourself from the pack because.
Well, what do I do?
Well, one man show, or like he said, go to England. Go to England, do a one man show.
I'd go overseas if I were you.
I would stay. I would try a one man show in New York. I would stay. I'd try one. You know, because the critics.
Man show as far as like what?
You need a kneel. That's what you need.
No, he doesn't need a kneel. He needs to do like you do a lot of voices. You got to show your range.
Kneel for what?
Like what Colin does. Colin, just do something like that. Start out small, and then people will go, and then white critics will fucking love you because you're black.
Yeah, right. That's true.
They'll fawn all over you because you're great anyway. They'll fawn all over you. They'll get in line to suck your big black dick, and then just one thing will lead to another.
Nothing.
Would it be great though if you're like doing Moscow all of a sudden? Chad calls you. He's like, "Hey, I'm in St. Petersburg."
Yeah, he's like, "I can just drive down there. I'm gonna be in Cleveland next week." I just thought,
I knew guys would be like, "Hey, dude, I saw you're in Ohio. Like, I'm only like a 9.5 hour drive. I could come out there." I'm like, "Dude, they're not gonna give you a hotel room. It's cool. I know.
It's cool. I'll sleep in my trunk. I got a pillow in my trunk. I'm good.
It's like $300, and that's fine. All right. Yeah. Fuck.
Yeah. I keep my hood unlocked to just sleep there as a roof. I'm just down the street. I just want to knock that out. Add that 75 to the 100 I just got. And then I got this college, a college that's like 2 hours out there. If you don't mind, I just do like 10 minutes. I'll be fine.
Everybody Jesus Christ. Needs. Dumb fucking.
I don't know Pete from Family Guy.
Dumb white Gary Owen. Oh, he stinks.
Gary Owen kills, don't he?
That doesn't mean he's funny.
Is he the white guy?
He's a white guy with the black wife.
Is he the white guy that panders?
Yes.
The panders?
He loves...
Is he a black wife?
The black wife.
Oh, then he can say whatever he wants if he has a black wife.
Not really.
Yes, he can.
He does the black stuff with the black audiences. That's how he's made his money.
Well, good for him. If he's
white, I'm not knocking his hustle.
If he has a black wife, he's halfway in.
I just said he stinks. That's all. Fucking
from Joe's or Rose's mouth.
Yeah, what do you got on Gary Owen?
Just say he didn't hustle.
Wait to hear what Chad says. Chad, what do you got on Gary Owen?
No, I don't know him that well.
He's got to back away because he wants to open for him. He's probably
Chad. He goes, hey, Gary, I know.
Probably checking Gary Owen's schedule right now to see if he can fill that week in May.
Gary, I got some inside info for you. You know this Joe DeRosa guy?
Talk a lot of shit about you.
We can talk about it if you let me open up for like 15 minutes. I know you're doing that black room, but I'm pretty good with black audiences. They love me.
That's when I first met him. I opened for him at the Laugh House, which is where I started.
Oh, okay. Was he a cool guy?
No.
Yeah, he's a mean dude.
I'm trashing him.
Yeah, he's mean as fuck to me, too.
He's an asshole.
That video show with Shaquille O'Neal. Me, him, and Shaquille O'Neal did that upload with Shaq on True TV.
Yeah.
And Gary was pretty nasty.
He's an arrogant fucking asshole. I remember I was like fucking...
Black people's fault, though.
6-7 months into comedy, I was such a young comic, and I was just happy to be doing a show.
On a show.
And I met a girl... after the show, who like, you know, that was like a new thing for me. Like, oh, women want to talk to me because they think I'm funny.
Right.
Like, that was so new, and I was so excited that I finally found a way to talk to girls. And I was talking to her, and I'm like, well, I'll see you later at this bar. I'll get you a drink. And she left, and he goes, ugh, man. She's a fucking skank, dude. She's ugly. She's fucking an ugly skank. I wouldn't fuck her. I mean, I only fuck dimes, man. And I was like, shut the fuck up, man. Fucking Ron Howard.
I only fuck dimes. Dime pieces.
A guy with blonde hair and freckles. I only fuck dimes. Yeah.
But you know what's sad is like black girls if whatever race you hang around, you're gonna get the girl from that race. If you like Asian women, like most white guys do, you're going to get an Asian girl if you hang around it. You're gonna get them.
Sure.
If you're around them all the time, you know what I mean? But some black women, like I said, will fuck with him because they're mad at us.
They're not mad. They're not mad. They don't want their credit fucking ruined.
Have you ever had those bits?
I like Korean women, and I looked up in the somehow, this is before the internet, I looked up, there was the Korean Korean Times was like, was they Korean Times, the New York paper or whatever, they did it in Queens, like near Queens Plaza. I'm like, I'm just going to hang out there.
And you'll get a Korean girl.
I know, I'll run it. Like, if you want to meet a doctor, just hang out at the fucking hospital, you know?
Right.
So if whatever you want to do, just be there,
AIDS
right?
Patient.
Yeah. Be there.
Yeah, be there, dude.
Be there, dude.
No, that they're just Gary Owen looks like Jake Busey. That's who he looks like.
Jake, oh, damn.
He looks Jake, like Jake
Busey. Jake Busey. Am I right, everybody?
Actually, he kind of looks like that little Trump doll over there.
Oh.
The blonde-haired one.
No, but he kills it. How's he do a white audience?
You know I do a good Trump.
I don't think he's ever performed for one. I don't. Seriously, has he? I don't think he's ever done
it.
He does
all black audience. Even on his showcase, he don't do showcase.
The only TV shows I've ever seen him on are literally like it's like Shaq presents.
Right.
Kevin Hart presents. Was,
That always bothers me when somebody presents you a little bit. It just I don't know. It weirds me out. Like you know when a comic presents another comic because it's like I can't get something on my own unless I let somebody present me.
But if it's Shaq, who cares? He's not even a comic.
Leave Rachel Feinstein alone.
It wasn't.
She
didn't.
Whoa.
Come on.
What was Amy Schumer?
No, but it is kind of weird when
I love Rachel Feinstein.
When Amy presents, I think it's kind of I think it's kind of emasculating when Amy Schumer presents.
Did you mind it when
Mark Norman or Sam Mora, like, hey, a lady's presenting me because my mom's going to help. My mom's going to introduce me. And Amy Schumer, a lady comic. She can't even lift her own suitcase on the airplane, but she's going to present me as a comic.
I love that she
kind of faggy.
I love that a woman in power presents Mark Norman, who goes out on stage and looks like he's about to take out a knife and skin a woman in front of you.
Come on, pick it up.
Why do you say that? He looks like he's 10 years old. You think he looks like trouble?
I love Mark, but Mark's got a real creepy. There's something in his eyes.
Oh yeah, he's definitely like creepy.
Back in the woods in New Orleans, about him.
You know what's so fucked up about him? I think he's little for some reason. Every time I see a picture, he's taller than everybody. So I'm like, am I missing? Like whenever he's on
like
Jim and
five,
Sam,
nine.
He's bigger than everybody. Whenever he takes a picture on Jim and Sam, he's bigger than
Sam
everybody.
Sam and Jim are small.
I know, but whoever it is, he's there with Will Chamberlain. He's bigger than Will Chamberlain.
He's not taller than you,
huh? No, I thought Mark Norman was like midgety. I thought he was like almost like I always feel like I'm looking down on him. Maybe that's my own attitude, you know, because he's a newbie.
I think it's that mojo. He got that mojo working. That's what it is. You know he from New Orleans, right?
Oh yeah,
he from New Orleans.
I mean,
he looks like a New York Jewish comic, but no Lord.
Yeah, it is.
He got that New Orleans in.
Very
him.
Weird that he's from New Orleans.
Yeah, yes,
very.
He's like
very
he,
weird.
So he got that mojo working. That's the one thing you all don't understand about that there Mark there boy.
Do this in your
there.
Show.
Hell no, him. Should I call it? Name it him hon hon.
No, this is the opening character. You come out with a lone spotlight and do an old sort of
like this
Southern.
Back in 1955.
Yeah, he's talking.
I'm playing an old black man, and I'll just have a poster with all my characters going.
Yep.
Fuck
no, you start,
here.
And then you keep going all younger and younger and younger. You start
like
as
Benjamin
an old black
Button,
man.
Be like this.
Yeah,
that was the time when I were there in 1932.
Hey, you introduced yourself. You
I got that mojo working.
Yeah.
We got that mojo working. Y'all ready? All right.
Underground. White people will. They love
can I do
it.
My Broadway clap?
Yeah.
White people will love that. They have
like,
to.
White folk didn't allow too many Negro comedians at the time.
How about the Underground Railroad? Did you ever take that? Were people using their boombox? I hate that when you're on the Underground Railroad and they're playing their boombox.
Boombox. That gets really. Massive. That. There they are. Get the bloodhounds on them. Turn down the radio.
They're going to hear us. They're going to hear us.
Oh, my God.
And then Kevin hides a couple black girls. Just stay here, but you owe me some ass.
I love me some dark women. I'm not going to lie.
What white dude doesn't?
Most white dudes don't even waste their time. Don't
That's
even try.
True.
They don't
not
even
true.
Try.
True.
If I go to a strip club, what happens to me, Brian?
You turn into like a zombie for just the darkest girl in the room. Like if Godfrey wore a wig on... You'd be like licking his asshole in the champagne.
Okay.
I'm gonna fuck Cheryl Underwood. That's how much I like dark
Damn,
women.
Damn, I heard that. Got that mojo working. That's what that is. That's what I think that is. Well, Kevin Brennan was angry that day, but he knew at the time that he is a white man who has a Spanish
girl. This guy thinks he shouldn't do a one-man show.
You think, okay, what about this? Hey, guy, damn it, I'm a white man now. Shit. God damn it, you'll never make it
That's
in this business.
That's the second character.
I remember when that white man yelled at me, but I knew that I still kept going.
That's,
I knew
now, that you agree with us or not? He should do a one-man show, right?
I think that's a great idea. I'm by the way, this is the best podcast I've ever heard.
Wow.
Tell Wendy from Denver I said hello. It's stupid. It's
callback.
Well, thank you very much. Now I'm Spanish.
That's your third character.
You do. Baseball's been very, very good to me.
Very, very good to me. I can't believe this.
What I would do is I'd give it a theme. I'd give it an overall theme. Like,
now
hey,
I'm African. Ha, 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 ha.
Yeah. And to give it a theme, like, New York's a melting pot.
Yeah.
I mean, it's crazy out there. I mean, get on the subway and it's a fucking party. There's a guy pissing. There's a guy jerking off. Holy shit. Now I'm Italian. Get the fuck out of here.
My first job here, I worked for an Irish guy. You know, you do that kind of thing.
Yeah, Colin did it with the New York stories. Do it like it's a melting pot and you do all the voices.
Hey, I'm Colin Quinn. Let me tell you, New York's crazy. You guys, I'm finished.
But for real, you got to do something. How old are you, Godfrey? Are you 40 yet?
95.
You 40?
I'm 95. Way past that. Not at all, baby.
Are you 45?
Well, the mojo I got.
Oh, Joe is because I read his Wikipedia.
I got to take my age off of there.
I want to take my age off.
You can't. Yeah, you can't.
Yeah, you can't. D. Ray Davis does not have his age on anything. How does he do it?
Who's D. Ray Davis? She just won an Oscar?
D. Ray Davis is a black comedian.
Viola Davis.
Viola.
That's Viola. Your Davis is almost as Ozzie Davis, too, now.
Hey, Chad, how about that?
We're Eric Davis, the big ball player now.
Sammy Davis?
Sammy
Davis. Chad.
Got all your Davises in order there, boy.
Chad, how about the football player quit at halftime yesterday?
He quit.
What was he, Vontae Jones or Davis?
He's done.
What happened?
No, he quit at halftime.
He retired.
He goes, yeah, I'm done. Well, he played for Buffalo, so you can't blame him.
Like, beat your contract or something? I mean, he
probably got tackled and go, ow, I'm done.
You know, he's a defensive back, but he just quit at halftime. What's his name, Vontae Jones or Vontae Davis?
Davis.
Yeah, I know.
How did he quit?
Another
just
Davis.
How he had it. He goes, I'm done. The Lord told him to quit, he quit.
But, like, was it over, like, a bullshit call or something?
No, they were looted. They got killed the first game, and they were getting killed at halftime. He goes, yeah, I'm retiring. I thought it was the greatest move of all time.
I like that.
I think he got kind of hurt and went back to the locker room before halftime and then just got dressed in his regular clothes.
He probably got tired of it and said, I'm done.
He knew the team was going to suck, and he's too old. He's like, I don't play for the Buffalo Bills. He used to play in Miami. He played at Indianapolis. Good teams, good cities. Now he's in Buffalo, and Buffalo sucks. He's just going to get hurt. So fuck that. He's going to get a concussion. He's going to lose his.
How old was he?
30.
Jesus.
I looked up his Wikipedia when I got done with yours. I love Wikipedia. I get all my information from it.
Wikipedia.
Anyway, Chad, great call, Chad. And,
thanks, Chad.
Anything else?
Dude, Joe, I love Better Call Saul. Have you guys seen Joe on there? It's awesome.
Thanks, Chad. I appreciate it.
Nice, playing Joe. Himself? What's he playing?
Yeah, playing a fictionalized version of myself. It's sort of like my Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Are you a regular on there?
I'm a recurring.
That's awesome.
They have me in a few times every season.
That's amazing. So,
what do they pay you?
It's not bad.
Get insurance?
And I'm not on that show enough to get insurance.
Yeah, that's
but it helped. That usually, in addition to something else, usually gets me over the
pump. If you can get insurance, it's a good gig. Otherwise, they can suck my dick.
What?
That's what I told my agent to tell him.
Well,
negotiating?
How they respond?
How my negotiating ends with? And if not, they can suck my dick.
Is it the contract?
But isn't that Chad?
There will be a lunch meet tray in the green room. If not, you will suck Kevin's dick.
Isn't that how you got on Crashing?
Yep.
Oh.
I trash Crashing. I never said a good thing about it, and then he put me on the show.
I managed that for you, remember?
Yeah, I told him they sent me an offer. I was gonna say no thanks. And Brian goes, why don't you just make a counteroffer? Like, I'm so stupid. I'm so stupid. I didn't think to do that.
My favorite thing.
And then they went for it. I made a counteroffer, and they're like, okay, we'll pay you that.
They pay you down.
Yeah.
They suck my dick.
My favorite thing, Brian told me the day that he was shooting, Kevin goes, what time does the show start? 2?
Yeah.
So Kevin goes, so they told me, we're shooting at 11, so I'll be back to do the show. And I was like, no, you won't. What are you talking about? He was there till fucking 2 in the morning. He was going to be able to
show business
make it
works.
Back by 2 p.m.
Oh, then No, the worst part was Brian shows up to do our other show or to do our podcast. We're supposed to do it on Thursday. Brian's like, I'm right outside. Let's do it now. I'm like, I'm in makeup. I can't shut everything down and be like, hey, my blind sidekick wants to talk to me.
Suck my dick.
Can you get Judd on the phone, please?
Yeah.
Hey, Mr. Abbott.
Brian's like, can I come in? Yeah. He's like the middle driving around. Hey, you mind if I come by?
Keep getting falafel
like,
sandwiches.
I can't just invite you in. We're doing professional shit in here.
Two nights ago, he goes, can I come to Jimmy and Sam with you tomorrow? I go, no.
Yeah.
He goes, I don't want to be in the studio. I just want to sit in the office with the other guy, the producer. I go, no, that's their job, Brian. Yeah.
No, he always wants to tag along.
Sitting in the office.
Hey, all right.
Yeah.
Sorry,
jeez. I know,
I'm just kidding.
He loves the show, too, so he wants to be on it. But he was on Chip Chipperson. Did he tell you that?
I saw the clips. They were very funny. Oh,
Chip Chipperson, yeah.
Midnight overnight success at 45. All I had to do was lose my vision and develop a severe alcohol problem. I'm laying off the coke, though, so that's kind of good.
Oh, okay.
Are you a coke head? Are you a coke head?
Cloak. I'm just a cloak.
Are you a cloak? Are you a
cloak head?
Cloak and dagger head?
I picked it up when I was at Harry Potter school.
Well, good for you.
There's a new show called Cloak and Dagger.
Is it? Was that based on the movie?
I think it was a comic book.
Yeah.
You go out for a lot of auditions?
I do, man. I do go for a lot of
commercials
auditions.
Commercials, too?
And commercials, I'm never around for callbacks. That's the only thing. I'm barely.
Don't
I have
they
a good.
Pay well?
I do a lot of voiceover auditions, and I'm doing voices for Warcraft shit.
Are you
now.
Getting stuff?
Oh, that's cool.
Getting stuff here and there.
Oh, did you have to audition films? For that show?
Yeah. It was
they offered him the role.
Yeah, and
they might have known him. Maybe they're exactly what they were looking for.
They didn't know to be honest, some of the people on the show might have known who I was because of Burr being on Breaking Bad and me and Burr doing stuff together, but I don't know if that was the case. But I had to audition and I walked out of it was a good audition cuz we did it like 5 times. I'm like, God. Well, that's pretty good. Like when
you get better after
that
many times. Did you read it with the guy with
read it with a casting director, which just kept giving me note after note, and I was like, well, that was actually a very productive audition. Like I feel good about it, but I left being like, well, that was a waste of time. Like they're going to give this part to like David Cross or somebody.
Right.
You know, like they're going to just give it to a guy who's way more famous than me.
Yeah.
And then I got it. The guy showed up at my one of the producers of the show showed up at my show that weekend. And he's like, hey, I'm here to see you. And I was like, great. And he leaned in and he goes, I work for Better Call Saul. We love your tape. You're probably going to get the part.
You're probably.
And I was like, he was like, don't say anything.
How did the stand-up go? Were you all nervous?
I was terrified, but I killed.
And you play a veterinarian, right?
Yes.
Did he say a lot of times pajamas? or the pick of the litter.
Cats meow.
Yeah, cats meow.
A lot of times they don't want a famous guy. They just because then it kind of ruins the fucking. It's better if they cast a guy who's not famous, you know, in a show like that because then you're like, oh, I know that guy from. It's better if they don't know who.
You don't have
any baggage that comes with it.
You're right, and that was the first. But that was the first show. Like that was the first type of show of that type. That I had ever gone out for. Every other show I ever auditioned for was major network shit, and I never got any of it because it was always stunt casting, and they were always throwing. You know,
they want a pretty boy on network too.
Well, yeah,
no offense.
What are you,
saying? So I always say I don't have an ABC face.
Yeah,
I don't have an ABC face. I have a Netflix face. I think I have an HBO.
No, but
you—that's
what I'm saying. If you do, listen.
Pornhub.
Listen, Neil did.
I think I think I'm a decent looking dude. But
listen,
I don't have
if you did a one man show, you would get it. You would get a. If you did a one man show, you would get a Netflix fucking special, or you could put it out yourself or whatever. It's like it's not complicated.
This advice. This is the broadest advice. He's like, it's like him being like, why don't you start a podcast, dude?
Yo, start recording your sets.
This is from a 60-year-old man who has a bag of Raisin Bread in his backpack.
And a hernia.
I'm
carrying around my dead career for so long. But do a one-man show. You 15 minutes in a city don't do you justice. And
I agree with.
You don't even do, you're not even comfortable doing 15 minutes. You do an hour. They put you on last because they know you're going to do an hour. Nobody can do an hour. I watch you. You have a new half hour every time I see you. I'm like, what the fuck are you doing in these showcase clubs? It's dumb.
There's no point to the clubs anymore.
Hey, just do a fucking whammy show. Get a little theater.
No point to the clubs anymore.
Get a little theater.
Aside from money.
Right. That's it.
It's just money. But I mean, there's no...
With the check spot, you really want a check spot?
I don't do check spots. What's wrong?
No, when you're on the road, the check spots, all that dumb shit. Just do a one man show
in New
York.
On the road, you're getting money, you jackass.
Yeah, but do a show in New York and do a one man show.
my take on it is the road is worth it because you can stretch your legs.
Stretch your legs. You could do those new hours.
You could also work toward an album or an hour or whatever the fuck.
That's why you
and then
that.
You also make money. The city spots. I mean, look, I live in L.A., so money's not even an option for spots anymore. I don't even give a fuck. I'm like, I'm not trying to figure this out. I'm not coming to hang out at the fucking Comedy Store.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm past where I'm past. And I'm like, who cares anyway? I go on the road. What do I need 7 minutes on a fucking Monday? Nobody. I agree with you. What you say?
So you got to. You can't. You got to do something different. Plus, if you're here more, then you can sell tickets more here. You'd be better known here, and then you can audition for some more stuff. If you're on the road all the time, it's dumb. You can't. You get commercials. You get all kinds of shit.
You know when I perform with
you. You got to change. What if it ain't working? You got to change it. So if everyone says you should be bigger than you are, then they're right. You're right. Where there's smoke, there's fire.
Oh, man.
Well, whatever. This is, I end every show. You guys don't listen to the show. I end every show with a lecture. Anyway.
That's good.
But if everyone's saying it, it's true. So you got to do something different. You went to Russia, not the smartest move. Why don't you try to do a show off Broadway and then, you know, blah, blah, blah. And then you have special guests come by, me and Joe DeRosa and Blindy.
After the show.
And then, you know.
As I know you
It's like what George Wallace did in Vegas. He had a one-man show. He'd invite people over, whoever was on Dram, blah, blah, blah. And then you're a fucking hit.
It's like with Colin Quinn, he had Seinfeld direct his stuff. But he has guys like that on his side.
Yeah, but you're a broader act than Colin. You can appeal
people. But it's good to have connections too. I think
you can get a little room. You absolutely can get a Colin does little room, so you can get a little room anywhere.
But that
for Biglia, he can't even. He's a nothing compared to you. He's like a fucking caddy, and you're fucking Tiger Woods.
Oh, suck his dick, why don't you?
Yeah, suck my big black dick, everybody.
Yeah, suck his big black dick.
Do your plugs.
Yo,
all the fucking improvs, all the shitty improvs.
Wait, when is this?
I'll be in Santa Fe.
I'll be at Chuckle Hut in South Dakota.
I'll be touring Upper Canada.
Doing my suck my dick tour. Yeah. Come check me out at the mall.
That's not even a bad name. No, Cumtown.
My dick.
Guys We Fuck. They're the podcast taking off catchy
suck
names.
My dick.
Suck my dick tour. Yeah. Oh, it's all bleeped out. It's like you just bleep it out.
Baby, suck my dick. That's welcome hilarious to Suck My Dick. My man right here sucking dick up in this piece, holding it down. Instagram, Comedian Godfrey. Follow me on that. Check me out on SiriusXM, channel 126, 6 to 8 p.m., Monday through Friday. Also, my podcast, In Godfrey We Trust, for the Gas Digital Network, folks. All right, there we go. Oh, where am I going to be? When is it showing?
Right now.
Oh, it's live. Yeah. Come check me out. Shut up. At Bananas Comedy Club.
I think it's by you.
Bananas. Bananas Comedy Club.
Why aren't you bigger?
September 21st and 22nd, Bananas Comedy Club. October 4th through the 7th with me and Chad at Houston Improv.
Joe DeRosa Comedy on Instagram, only Instagram, and I'm recording my new record in 2 weeks in Atlanta, the last Sunday of the month. I think it's September 30th at the Earl, 7 to 9:30 p.m., and I'm recording it exclusively for SiriusXM. That's the only place it's going to be released, so come on out, watch the show, let's have fun. And my podcast is, it's a like music venue down in Atlanta. And then my podcast is We'll See You in Hell, where Pat Walsh and I discuss and review horror and sci-fi films.
At Brian P. McCarthy on Twitter. Of course, November 12th, Laughter Sight. I'll be hosting that. Go to Gotham Comedy Club for that thing there. Misery Loves Company, of course, with the irresponsible Kevin Brennan. We have fun, don't we? And then, of course, Brian McCarthy Interview Show, BrianPatrickMcCarthy.com. And thank you to Compound Media, and I'll see you next Wednesday or whatever.
I'm at Poughkeepsie this Saturday. I knew you were going to laugh no matter how I said it. I'm at Poughkeepsie this Saturday with Aaron Berg and Gina Bisconti. It's right at the last stop of the train. You can take the train there and get off. That's how I'm getting there. It's right at the fucking train.
How horrible that travel is.
Laugh It Up Comedy Club in Poughkeepsie, September 22nd. I'll be at Hasbrook Heights Bananas.
Me too. Hasbrook Heights Bananas.
I'll be open for you.
21st and 22nd in that little conference room.
I'm there October 5th and 6th. Yeah, you shouldn't be working in rooms. I am. You're a big fucking star.
Oh, man.
You know,
October 5th and 6th, whatever the whatever
Helium bought up.
Yeah,
bananas.
So it's probably good now. Yeah. October 5th and 6th, or whatever the Friday Saturday is, that first week in October. Kevin Brennan 666 on Twitter and Instagram. Damn. Shout out to everybody. Shout out to the fans who went to see us at the brokerage this weekend. God bless. Thanks to Joe DeRosa and Godfrey.
Yeah.
Yes.
Of course, Brian P. McCarthy.
Hey.
I like the way that flew away. I like that warp speed. I got blisters on my fingers.